The number of Australians living with allergies is on the rise, and those fighting on their behalf have had a significant win today after a meeting with the Health Minister Greg Hunt in Canberra. The government has agreed to extend funding for projects to support people with allergic diseases and for awareness-raising programs. For more on this, I'm joined by Maria Said, who is the co-chair of the National Allergy Strategy Steering Committee and CEO of Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you.
What has Greg Hunt promised you today, and what will it allow you to do as part of this strategy?
Greg Hunt has promised us 5 years in continual funding. We're yet to find out how much funding we're receiving, but we will in the coming weeks. This will allow us to continue with the strategy that was launched in 2015. We have received just under $2 million from the federal government, and we will continue to work on the projects that we have launched and improve the quality of life of people with allergic disease.
One in five Australians are affected by allergic diseases, and one in 10 infants now have a food allergy. What's behind the increase?
That's a really good question. We don't know what is causing the increase. However, there are some theories. One of those theories is the hygiene hypothesis, the microbiome of the gut. So the healthy bacteria that are in the gut there are changes to those, and there's lots of research happening into that, and certainly other areas of other possible theories, including the introduction of these allergenic foods before the first 12 months of life. So there's no clear-cut answer. But it is very much an increase. It's not a figment of our imagination. And we have a huge increase in hospitalisations for life-threatening food allergies, and certainly a 10% increase in fatalities in the last 7 years.
And the food allergy anaphylaxis has doubled in the last 10 years. Can you reverse that trend?
Well, you can't reverse that trend. We don't know what's causing it. So until we know what's causing it, we can't put anything in place to help reduce it.
Now, can you talk me through some of the programs for young people with allergies in particular, particularly this 250,000 youth website? What's that?
We launched 250K 12 months ago. This is a website that was created by young people for young people. It is a trusted information hub for the highest risk individuals. So our teenagers with severe allergy are at greatest risk of fatality. And it's a safe place, I guess, for them to go to get information. It's awkward for young people to disclose their allergy and ask about ingredients and ask about how to care for themselves. And this is a place that they can go to do that. They have the opportunity of sharing information with their friends, hiding behind an avatar that they create.
So it's about their friends knowing what to do in the case of an emergency without it being an embarrassing or awkward thing to bring up. Is that what you're dealing with there too?
That's right. That's right. I mean, it's awkward for people to put, to single themselves out, to make themselves look different or feel different, to have others have to change what they're doing because of them. They really don't want to do that. They want to be just part of the normal crowd. And, you know, having a potentially life-threatening allergy means that you can't always just, you know, you do need to mention it. You do have to let your friends know where your emergency medication is. You do need to say, well, look, instead of, you know, going out to Thai tonight, can we go out to Italian, because there's less risk of, or there are more food choices that don't contain nuts, for example.
And is it also about changing perceptions? I mean, the idea that it's a fad, for instance, to say you're intolerant to wheat, or, you know, that somebody's just being fussy.
Yeah, look, it's certainly not a lifestyle choice, and a lot of people don't understand that, and that makes it hard for, you know, parents of children that have allergy, but even harder for teens that need to speak up. And some people can be very cruel in what they say, and that certainly discourages and takes the confidence from teens in managing their condition. It really affects their quality of life. These people want to go out and live a normal life just like anyone else, but they need to learn to do it, disclosing their allergy, carrying their medication, reading food labels and doing all the right things.
Thank you so much for your time, Maria.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Maria Said is the co-chair of the National Allergy Strategy Steering Committee and the CEO of Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia. This is RN Drive.